Like Bob on Facebook at facebook.com/BobBurneyLive.
Welcome back to Bob Burney Live. Evidently, we may have some news out of Israel concerning the prime minister's race. I'm going to follow up on that during the next break. There may be an agreement as to who the next prime minister will be in Israel, and it's very possible it will not be Benjamin Netanyahu. But again, we'll check on that and get back with you in just a moment. My number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. I am just thrilled to see in the African-American community Bible-believing Christians who are also conservative in their politics rising up and seeking places of leadership. Because as I continually say, and this is not just hype, this is what I believe. The liberal left destroys everything they touch. And sadly and unfortunately, the liberal left has had a stranglehold on the African-American community in America for quite some time. And I believe it's been harmful. I really do believe that. Take a look at what has happened to the family in the black community since the liberal left gained a political stranglehold in the community. The family has been decimated. 70% or more of all the children born in the black community have no father, no husband, no male influence in the home at all. And I believe it's a direct result of the welfare mentality that has been promulgated in the community by the left. I think it's harmful. I think it's destructive. The liberal left has destroyed churches and denominations theologically. I believe they destroy politically everything they touch. And I am delighted that candidates like Ruth Edmonds are rising up and seeking public office. So I wish her well. I wish her well. Speaking of that, President Biden spoke at the Tulsa, Oklahoma memorial for the horrible massacre that occurred 100 years ago. A horrific thing, a terrible thing that we should never forget, never sweep it under the rug. We should never make light of it. We should never excuse it. What happened was inexcusable. Horrific. But in his remarks, and Ruth Edmonds alluded to this just a moment ago, in his speech in Tulsa, he talked about 30,000 Ku Klux Klansmen walking up Pennsylvania Avenue in Washington, D.C. Again, a despicable thing. And then he pointed out how many senators and congressmen who were marching with their white hoods and so forth. What he did not mention was almost all of the senators and congressmen who were in the Ku Klux Klan were Democrats. He also did not mention that he gave the eulogy of a former Grand Wizard of the Ku Klux Klan, Robert Byrd from West Virginia. You knew that, right? Joe Biden, our current president, eulogized a former Klans member serving in the U.S. Senate. Did you know that? President Biden didn't mention that yesterday. He also didn't mention that almost all of the repressive laws, like the, we have heard so much about Jim Crow, Jim Crow, Jim Crow. Terrible, horrible thing. Should not be made light of in any way, shape, or form. And when Georgia passed their voter laws recently, President Biden said it was Jim Crow on steroids. What he did not mention was the Jim Crow laws were Democrat laws. Almost all of the repressive laws that have kept down black Americans have come from the Democrats, not the Republicans. President Biden didn't mention that when the Civil Rights Act of 1964 was passed, it was the Democrats who opposed it, not the Republicans. And the reason is because they, we don't want slavery to be forgotten, okay? We don't want the massacre in Tulsa to be forgotten. We don't want the Jim Crow laws to be forgotten, and we shouldn't. But what the president and those who support him want to forget is where those laws came from. And it wasn't the Republicans. And then yesterday, President Biden made some comments that many people believe are blatantly racist. In his speech yesterday, he said this, and I quote from President Biden, "The data shows young black entrepreneurs are just as capable of succeeding given the chance as white entrepreneurs are. Have no problem with that at all, and I agree. I agree. Black entrepreneurs are just as capable of succeeding given the chances as white entrepreneurs are." If he had stopped there, no problem. But he didn't stop there. He went on and said, but they don't have lawyers. They don't have accountants, but they have great ideas. What? What a slap in the face to black entrepreneurs. Well, you got the ability, you're just not smart enough to hire a lawyer or get an accountant. Yeah, you've got the natural abilities, but you're not smart enough to know that you need to have an accountant. What? Can you imagine the outrage if Donald Trump had said the exact same words? CNN would be going crazy. Chuck Schumer would be going crazy. Jesse Jackson would be going crazy. Al Sharpton would be going crazy. There goes our racist president again, putting down young black people, saying they're not smart enough. If Donald Trump had used those exact same words, verbatim, Donald Trump would have been killed in the mainstream media. Wow. But if you're a liberal Democrat, you can get by with that. Because people have been told, elect us and we'll give you free stuff. Elect us, we will take care of you because you're victims. I heard someone say this today, and it's not unique or original with me. Have you ever known a happy victim? Now think about that. The liberal left and the Democrat Party have been trying to tell poor people and minorities for years, you are victims. Elect us. We are here to help you. You can't get ahead without us. You can't get ahead without our assistance and without government. You are a victim. You can't help it. It's because of the color of your skin. You're a victim. Have you ever met a happy, fulfilled, or contented victim? Ever. Even one. That interesting? All right. We need to take a break. My number is 877-BOB-LIVE. 877-262-5483.
Follow Bob on Twitter at twitter.com/BobBurneyLive.
Well, there is two breaking news stories. One of international importance, the other national. Let me get to the lesser important story first. Bob Baffert, the Hall of Fame trainer whose horse won the Kentucky Derby. I believe he won seven Kentucky Derbies. Has been suspended for 2 years from any CDI. That's the company that owns the Kentucky Derby race course. He has been suspended for 2 years because his horse tested positive for illegal drugs. He's going to appeal it, but he has been suspended for 2 years. The second story, evidently, Benjamin Netanyahu is out as prime minister. Opposition parties have gotten enough power together to form a coalition government. They have not yet named who will be the prime minister, but they evidently have enough representation to oust Benjamin Netanyahu. It looks like his time as prime minister is over, and something really, really important. The Israeli government is made up, you know, we have a two-party system. The Israeli government is a many, many party system. It was an Arab party, a Muslim party that put the coalition government over the top, which is interesting because if you listen to the mainstream media, you would think that Arabs, Palestinians have no representation, no voice in the Israeli government, which is not true. And it is the Arab party that actually put this coalition over the top. Fascinating. And we'll wait and see who will actually be the next prime minister. All right, let's go to the phones. And my goodness, we've got Sarge out at Wright-Patterson. Sarge, it's been a long time. How are you?
Yeah, it's been a long time, man. You know, what can a guy say? You know, COVID changed everything.
Well, that's for sure. Man, I am so glad to hear your voice.
Oh, well, you know, with the Lord's blessing, I'm still above ground.
Amen. That's better than being below ground.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, you know, and forgive me. I'm getting ready to go through the gate. So if we get into a quick conversation, I just got to show him my credentials and
okay
on the phone. But I just had to put the phone down just for a quick second. But I've been listening to you for a long time. I can't even tell you when, you know, I got started. There's been issues where you and I agree, and then there's been issues where we, you know, just disagree and,
sure,
and keep it moving.
Yeah.
When it comes to, you know, just anybody, may it be African-American, may it be, you know, Latino, may it be people of color, whatever the case may be, you got politicians on both sides that you have to bring to account, on Republican and Democrat.
Agreed. You know? Absolutely.
And so, you know, there's times when I listen to you, it sounds like you're bashing on the Democratic side, when in actuality, you know, I mean, I know you got your data and everything and the whole nine yards. But hold on. Getting ready to go through the gate. Let me show him my badge and
sure.
then I'm back on for a quick second.
Yeah, don't get arrested.
No, sir. Hey, what's up?
Yeah, yeah. All right, yeah.
Thank you. So I'm back with you now.
Yeah.
I'm back with you. So all I'm trying to say is this here. You know, I mean, you know, let me just say it this way. I don't know all the rules, and I don't know all the regulations. I don't know all the laws that are out there. What I do know is how I was raised.
Mm-hmm.
I was raised to take care of the family, you know, to be a man, grow up, be a
Amen.
Man and take care of the family.
Amen.
And when I say that, you know, what I'm trying to say is this here. My mother, I remember her telling a friend of hers one day, I just happened to be one of those kids listening. And, just happened to be in earshot, and my mother, she told people, she said, I was on welfare, whatever they called it back then, and she said, you know, that's how her and her brothers and sisters and mom and dad, you know, they survived. She said, but when it came to my child, she said, I didn't want him to know it.
Mm.
My mother worked.
Yeah.
My mother found a job. My mother
Amen.
Did whatever she had to do to raise me. So
Amen.
That was the example that I had seen, saw, and have carried into my adult life.
Good for you, Sarge.
I just got back from Cancun, Mexico. And I'm here to tell you, I did not see anybody homeless in Cancun, Mexico. At
yeah.
all. I hear the music, and I'll say
yeah.
out.
Hey, Sarge, please, 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 call again. I love talking to you. Whether we agree or disagree, I love talking with you. Please call again soon. God bless you.